And next item four, report by regional board members. And I will start on my left, Ms. Mayor Delgado.
Well, to disclose an ex parte, is now the time or when the item comes up? Now's the time. I met with Abby and Perry Clausen and their assistant, Kara, regarding items on today's agenda with the coalition that they're running in the Salinas Valley and an issue that's coming up in our July agenda. And they expressed their concerns to me about those items. I don't know how much detail you want me to get into.
I would just generally discuss what the issues were and what they said.
And just for clarification, Ms. Jarre, that's not these discussions, because this is not an action item. It's just an information item. Is that technically an ex parte communication?
Right. It's a meeting with interested parties.
All right. Why don't you come back to me and I'll pull up my notes.
Okay. Mr. Jordan.
I'll be a little easier. So I was had a discussion with a representative from Western Growers, made a trip down to Santa Barbara as part of another trip, and we had dinner together just to really just do a meet and greet and to gauge our interests and items that had been talked about in the past, nothing on a current or future agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan. And I will move on my right with Dr. Hunter.
I actually will not give an update today, but I just wanted to mention that I have been asked to serve on the Committee for Environmental Justice for Safe Drinking Water. And at future hearings, I will be commenting on work that we are engaged in with members of various communities and stakeholders. But as we are, we have an item today on the agenda, I will hold my comments until that point.
And by way of additional comment, I've requested Dr. Hunter at our meeting as part of the introduction to give us at every meeting a brief 5-minute summary of the activities so we stay updated on what's happening. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've had two contacts I'd like to report. The first one was on April 28th. I had a request from Gail Delahunt to speak with her about some issues that were on her mind. We talked on the phone, and she had expressed some general concern about groundwater regulation pending in Sacramento. And she also wanted to give me, and she did give me an update on groundwater monitoring and sampling in a very general context. My second meeting was on May 5th, and I met with the same individuals that apparently Bruce met with, Claire Weinman, Perry Clausen, Abby Taylor, and Kara, who was a staff person for Mr. Clausen. And they talked to me about some concerns they had with Public Record Act requests, an extension for sampling due to some cash flow issues that they're having in their coalition. And a third issue had to do with the nitrogen reporting period. I raised with them, I took the opportunity to raise with them my concerns and desires for making sure that the Salinas River management issues work towards an endpoint where beneficial uses are considered and protected. And the whole meeting lasted about 45 minutes, maybe an hour.
Mr. Johnston?
Well, you'll be shocked to hear that I had the same meeting without Claire Weinman, with Perry Clausen and Abby Taylor Silva and Kara, whose last name I forget. And I was just scanning my calendar. I don't remember the date. Maybe Russ remembers because it met with the two of us together. And they basically gave us an update on how the groundwater monitoring was going, informed us of concerns that they were raising with staff regarding the timing of when they had to complete monitoring in Santa Maria, and also of concerns that they were raising with staff regarding what components they needed to test for, Mr. Clausen told us that they were that through another organization he was involved with, they were applying for funds to do to the region to work on provision of safe drinking water to low-income farmers. That was about the substance of the discussion. I had a second meeting on Monday of this week with Colin Bailey, the executive director of Environmental Justice Coalition for Water, and a staffer for that organization, Vicente Lara. They are also applying for money to do work around applying to the board for money to do work around provision of clean water to disadvantaged communities. They didn't principally want to talk about that. It was principally to introduce me to the new staffer, although we did touch on that subject, and to get some ideas on where they could get data for some other work that they're doing for the Department of Water Resources.
Thank you, Mr. Johnston. Ms. Jeffrey?
Mr. Chair, I had the same meeting with Michael Johnson and I, and it lasted for about 45 minutes with Perry Clausen and Abby Taylor Silva. I'm not gonna go through because I think Michael covered everything that we discussed. And so, but that was the only meeting. I didn't go to the second meeting that he attended, but it was a very interesting meeting with Ms. Taylor and Perry Clausen. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Jeffrey. Mr. Delgado, did you have a chance to recompose your thoughts?
Yeah, there were no further issues than what was already discussed by other board members that had the same meeting.
Okay, thank you, Mayor Delgado. So in my case, I did not meet with the ag community, so that's one item. I attended a tour of Diablo Canyon with state board representative and including Mr. Harris. Then I had a state board chairs meeting held on last month on the 11th in Sacramento, and we had part of this meeting where all the chairs of the regional boards meet in one room with the state board representative and with the executive officers. We had a presentation, a discussion from representatives of the governor's office. We had a discussion on roles and responsibilities of board chairs and members in trying to define a little more clearly the specific role and responsibilities of a chair and board members. Then we had a discussion on drought and groundwater, and then we concluded the meeting with discussions on the environmental justice program and climate change. And again, as a reminder, we have Dr. Hunter representing our region on the environmental justice topics, and I represent our Central Coast Regional Board on the climate change topic. I had also called with Mr. Gordon Burns of EPA regarding a concept that I had, which I titled the Water Star Program. You're familiar with the Energy Star Program for electrical appliance. It would be to have a similar program in California, emphasizing the efficiency of appliance utilizing water and plumbing fixtures. Then I attended the agriculture expert panel with Mr. Harris on the second day, and had meeting regarding the Paso groundwater basin concerns in the formation of water district. Had conversation with the executive director of the state board, Mr. Tom Howard, to request assistance, emergency assistance for the city of Cambria in regard to their concerns of availability of drinking water for the next 90 days. And had also meeting with the San Luis Obispo County Board of Supervisor member Adam Hill and the Director of Public Works of the county as well regarding groundwater basin concerns in South County and water recycling program opportunities. So that basically concludes my interface of the last couple of months. Thank you.